I've really had the good fortune of working with a lot of different artists in my career, and the one thing I can say is that when I think of the Rolling Stones, or if I think about U2, or No Doubt, All the Crows, Black Cheryl, Counting, Weezer, Fergie, Mary J. Blige, Faith Hill, Sugarland, Keith Urban, Black Eyed Peas, Lady Gaga, Keisha Cole, the one thing they all have in common is the Puig Child. The Puig Child, which is based on the Fairchild, is without a doubt the Rolls Royce of all the compressors. I have a Fairchild, but I find myself using the Puig Child 90% of the time. Inside the Fairchild, there's 6386 tubes. There's 8 used, 4 aside, which is a very, very unique designing tube in terms of it being a variable mu tube, which means that its resistance, reactance, and capacitance, inductance, is variable to the load it sees on its input. That's what allows the signal to go into the Fairchild so perfectly balanced in every way. The quality transformers create beautiful common mode rejection, so you have a very low noise floor, you don't have hum issues, and all of that is also something that we made sure that we did, and actually something that was part of the modeling aspect. The Puig Child won't have the issues that the pieces that were created in the 50s do in terms of the tubes going old, going bad. Some of the moody aspects of the Fairchild 2 probably is its biggest downfall. So tube equipment can be like that. Some days, one day it's fantastic, and one day it doesn't feel right, and no one knows why. You measure the wall voltage, yep, it's 122 volts, which we normally are. For some reason today, it just doesn't feel right. You won't have that issue with the Puig Child because it's modeled the day that the Fairchild was at its absolute optimum performance. When we first started it, they sent me a lab version of it. I had at my disposal about 30 parameters that I was able to adjust. I spent 6 months adjusting those parameters. At night, in the morning, on a rock record, on a pop record, on a country record, on a hip-hop record, when I was mad, when I was happy, when I wanted to leave, when I was excited to be there. I did it in every mode possible to try to capture exactly what I know that unit is supposed to sound like. And I knew how difficult it would be, and I'm very grateful for Wade's patience. We've now created a plugin that, without a doubt, will go along to be one of the classics like an L1.